Hello, I'm Lord Davidson, a servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to you throughout the world. I am pressed in the Spirit this day as I sit here at my desk in my office at the church to make this audio concerning government benefits and in relation to the mark of the beast. David Casbright, staff member, board of trustee member, vice president, Water of Life, is going to read from the 13th chapter of the book of Revelations about the mark of the beast and whatever comments he wants to make. Here's David Casbright.
Going to read beginning in verse 16, which refers to the beast that you can read about in the previous verses. But it says in verse 16, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Verse 18, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
That it?
That's it.
Thank you, David. Most certainly, these days will come. You have been taught the church will not be here when this takes place. I don't know that. But I am most certainly an apostle and prophet of Jesus Christ, not by the will of man, but by the will of God, who ordained me as an apostle and prophet to the world. I only obey the Father and say what he tells me to say. The words I speak, they are spirit and they are life. They are not my words. They are the words of Jehovah, my Father, and your Father, if you will believe the gospel and believe on his Son, Jesus Christ, who was raised from the dead. I want to now tell you about Social Security and Medicare. I've been paying Social Security for years. I don't even know how long. I'm 81. And I started paying Social Security at the very first day they required it. In 1965, I believe, Medicare came into action by a law signed by President Johnson, if I remember correct. I think that might have been part of the Great Society. I really can't say. But I always said I'd never take Social Security nor Medicare. I've only been used medical services in a hospital or otherwise, really, since I can remember. Amen. And I always paid cash. If at some point or some reason the hospital used some small amount of Medicare to pay their bill on my behalf, I don't remember that. And I don't know that they would do that. I don't know if they could do that without my understanding, but I don't recall. Anyway, this mark of the beast is certainly going to come. And when it does, you will not be able to receive Social Security, nor Medicare, nor Medicaid, nor health care, nor any other medical, any other government benefit without taking the mark of the beast. The scripture is clear what the requirements are and what will happen. I want to say, in 2010, I had never taken any Social Security. I didn't want it, didn't need it, and believed it was wrong for me. It would have been in disobedience to God to take it. But when the health care bill was signed into law in 2010, I decided that I wanted to be exempt, and I filed for exemption, and much to my surprise, which I was responsible for, I could not be exempted from health care, Medicare, or FICA, or any other thing associated, because I had not been exempted, and it had been too many years to receive the exemption. But in 10, I was disturbed. I paid maximum FICA, and I guess Medicare, I don't even know, for years. And I still have to pay it, and I was praying about it. I thought, well, I don't want to keep paying the government things that I shouldn't have to. And God said, I will show you what to do. Sign up for Social Security, and the money that you receive will pay for the FICA and Medicare. In part, not in totality. So the federal government owes me enough money today for the next 10 years. I will not receive one penny from the federal government. I'm just claiming what they've already charged me, and it's a great bondage, and I absolutely object to those kinds of government activities. God bless you. This is Darrell Davidson. See you next time.